superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hut, hut, hike.
Now, you guys ready to get started?
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
With the fourth pick, the New York Jets select.
I know what the Jets need, and they need Sauce Gardner.
If you are, in fact, drafted by any team other than the Jets before the Jets choose.
With the third pick.
Would it be a problem if I came up and made sure the commissioner did not hand you that jersey?
That's what you were thinking about doing, huh?
The Rich Eisen Show. With guest host, Ryan Leaf. Earlier on the show. Minnesota football head coach, P.J. Fleck. Pro Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner. Coming up. From Pro Football Focus, Trevor Sikkema. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Ryan Leaf.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Ryan Leaf filling in for Rich, who is getting ready to fire up the wall-to-wall coverage for NFL Network in Las Vegas. It kicks off at 8 Eastern time, alongside TJ Jefferson, Michael Del Tufo, and Chris Brockman. We're just happy to be here.
Happy to be anywhere.
Happy to be nominated.
Happy to be anywhere.
We are happy to be nominated. That is the truth.
That is the truth. You know? That is the truth. I feel a little kinship to that. Thank you very much. our next guest from Pro Football Focus is an impeccable draft analyst. He put together his mock draft. We're going to go through with him. But joining the show now, Mr. Trevor Sikkema. Welcome to the show, Trevor. How are we doing?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on this Christmas Day morning. For
let's go.
It is. We've been doing our own mock draft here, guys, and kind of like it would be for teams. If there's a surprise pick, you know, our DJ here, Mike Del Tufo, has to go, oh, my God, they took the guy I wanted to take. What do I do now? And he doesn't have the 15-minute time frame here to get it done. What happens? Let's say I pulled something out of nowhere. My first pick of the NFL draft was Kayvon Thibodeau for me tonight. What if that happens? How do teams react? What happens when a bombshell move happens and they were already thinking they were going to get this one guy and they can't? They have a guy second on the list ready to go and it's an easy transition, or does it take them by surprise sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at a lot of these teams, when you listen to a lot of their pre-draft press conferences, if you take at least some of it at face value, because we know they're not going to tell you everything, the part that we think has to be true every single year is that they go through multiple scenarios. And, you know, Jerry Jones was talking about this yesterday in his pre-draft press conference. Like, they go through everything. And he says there's nothing wrong with thinking about the craziness that might happen. You are not doing yourself a disservice taking even things that you wouldn't think would be a reality off the board. You want to run through it because, as everybody knows, with each pick in the NFL draft, the multiplier only increases with how crazy it could be. Now, the last couple of drafts, we've got such great reporters across the country who do such a great job covering their individual teams, a lot of those beat reporters in those markets. We have a pretty good idea. But this year it does. It feels a little bit unknown. It feels like some craziness could happen in a multitude of different ways. So, look, if Kayvon Thibodeau were to go number one overall, I think it would still be Aiden Hutchinson who goes to the Detroit Lions. I think that's a prospect that they absolutely love and kind of that can't-miss hometown hero, if you will. And then the legendary John McClain, who covered the Houston Texans for so long, actually tweeted a couple of days ago, hey, if one of Trayvon Walker or Aiden Hutchinson makes it to three, you better believe that they're going to be the pick at number three. So I think that in a short-term answer, it would probably go a little bit like that. But, you know, then we're opening up the field to so much other stuff for players that would have been interested in Thibodeau who now have to use contingency plans. So that's what makes it a lot of fun.
Is there something you've heard or have been batted about a little bit, you know, the rumor mill that's going on? Has there been something you have heard that may be a shocker, let's say in the top 10 picks that you've heard about?
Well, I think, you know, the big report that was kind of swirling around yesterday is a different look at the top three, that there's some projections out there that say Trayvon Walker's going number one, but then it's Kayvon Thibodeau that's going number two with Aiden Hutchinson on the board, and then Derek Stingley going number three. And if that happens, you say to yourself, well, whoa, hold on. Where's Aiden Hutchinson going? Because at that point for the New York Jets, we know they like Ikem Ekwonu. But has Aiden Hutchinson changed the formula for them? Do they like Aiden more than they like Icky? Maybe they stick with Ikem Ekwonu. Maybe they think that he's so high on their board they can't miss on him. Then what do the Giants do? Are they taking Aiden Hutchinson? And so all of a sudden, that is one of those things where it really throws a wrench into what could be the trickle-down effect if the draft starts like that. You know, I'm very curious to see what the Seattle Seahawks do at number nine overall. Are they a team that's going to trade up? I don't think they're a team that's going to trade back. They've gotten so much back from the Russell Wilson trade. But how aggressive are they going to be? And we don't have a lot of historical answers, guys, because they never pick in the top 10. Ever since they've had Russell Wilson, they've never been a team that has picked this high. So now they've got a quarterback need. They've got a lot of other needs as well. What is Seattle, an unknown team, going to do? And look, they could move up a couple of spots. Maybe they like Derek Stingley. Maybe they like Kayvon Thibodeau. We've heard some whisperings of that as well. But guys, I'll tell you, the ultimate wild card I feel in this class is Trevor Penning, because the offensive tackle from Northern Iowa, I feel as though a lot of teams love him. Right after the Senior Bowl and right after the Combine, we saw a couple of mock drafts with him going into top 10. Number 7 overall to the New York Giants, if that's the way they wanted to go. To 9 to the Seahawks, 8 to the Atlanta Falcons, right? And so I've seen his name all over the place. The range for that prospect is very vast, and he plays a premium position at offensive tackle that will obviously have a trickle-down depending on how high he goes. So those are a handful of scenarios that I've seen over the last 24, 48 hours that could really shake up the status quo, if you will.
All right. Well, speaking of your mock draft, let's go to that, at least for your top 10 as of right now, because it's going to disappoint our namesake here at the Rich Eisen Show because of who you have at 3 and 4. So why don't you let us know what your top 10 looks like in your final mock draft?
All right, so at number one, now this is my best guess. This is me basically pulling all my sources that I possibly can to make a best educated guess of what I think is going to happen here. I got the Jaguars going Trayvon Walker at 1. Hutchinson, I got going 2 to the Lions. Sauce Gardner, I got at 3 to the Houston Texans. Jets at 4 going Ikem Ekwonu. New York Giants, I got them going Charles Cross at 5. Carolina Panthers, no quarterback. I got them going Evan Neal at number 6. Giants 7, Derek Stingley. Falcons 8, Drake London, who I've been told that they love. I really have been. Seattle Seahawks, I got them sticking at 9, taking Kayvon Thibodeau. And then the Jets, I got them routing out with Jermaine Johnson at 10. So what, you guys got issue with the 3 and the 4? Is that what I'm hearing there with the
Rich would be incredibly disappointed because he's been all about the sauce, just all about the sauce at the 4 spot. And so it would disappoint him. I would believe, but I understand it. I mean, it could be a generational player, 6'3", 190 pounds with the reach at a cornerback position. Me as a quarterback, whenever I saw somebody looking like that, you know, you steered away from that aspect of things. So I get where you're coming from on that end of things. It's just it's going to upset Rich. That's the whole point.
So look, I obviously I'm pretty big on Sauce because I've got him off the board before number 4 overall, and it makes sense why the Jets will be interested. But I'm not going to lie, guys, I haven't heard a ton of buzz or logic for Sauce even going number 4 overall, not because they wouldn't need him. Certainly they need to upgrade their cornerback position. But Joe Douglas is a guy who likes to build through the trenches. And if they believe that they have a trench need or a player that they just straight up really love in the trenches, that's going to be alluring for them, and I think it's going to take precedent in a top 5 pick. Robert Saleh loves to build through the front. He loves to build through the front 7. And if they believe they need to get better at pass rush, then I think that would even take precedent at number 4 overall. So really, yes, they need a corner, But there's also a decent chance that the Jets could get a pretty dang good corner at the top of the second round. I think they realize that as well. And I just, from going throughout the whole process, the people that I talked to who are very in the know with the Jets, it doesn't seem like Sauce would be ahead of guys like Ikem Ekwonu, like Kayvon Thibodeau, like Jermaine Johnson, those players that they would have in the trenches that they might covet at those premium picks that they have in the top 10. So Sauce, great player. He'd be a great New York Jet. I just don't know how high he is on the board compared to those trench guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then if that were the case, and I was trying to console Rich Eisen, I would tell him that there's going to be a great corner out of Washington that may be able to, you might be able to pick up named Kyler Gordon at the top of the second round that could fit your needs there and get the two things you need at 4 and 10. So we'll see how it plays out. All right. You know, some of the conversation for me, especially from the Pac-12 conference, has been Devin Lloyd. And it almost feels like the New England Patriots pick where you have them at 21 seems like the perfect fit. But he's a player that I saw wreck shop and was once considered maybe a top 10 pick. What has affected that? And if you are anybody else in the NFL and you have seen all the mocks and you see that this is a perfect fit for the likes of Bill Belichick, why wouldn't you interrupt that and try to get in front of that and steal a guy that you know is going to be pretty impactful at the NFL level?
Yeah, the talk about Devin Lloyd has been, I don't want to say strange, it's just kind of been all over the place because it seems like people really like him.
Right.
But I don't know how many teams love him. And the way that I've looked at off-ball linebacker, which, let's face it, guys, is not picked as a premium position normally, is that unless you are an uber athlete, you know, if you test like a Devin White or a Devin Bush, or like last year we saw with Jamin Davis, unless you are this crazy athlete, we just don't see that position be used with a lot of premium picks. And so I do think that kind of maybe the middle, maybe the early 20s area of the first round is a good spot for Devin Lloyd. But I think whoever's getting him is getting a really good football player. Now, the Patriots, I struggled a little bit with this because I would love a linebacker selection for them. But Devin Lloyd definitely isn't their type that they have drafted in the past. Normally they go with more heavier set inside linebackers that can really attack the line of scrimmage, whether it's blitzes or off the edge. Now, Devin Lloyd gives you a lot of skill as an edge rusher off the edge and as a blitzer, but he's not heavier. You know, you look at what Dunta Hightower has been as an anchor in the middle of that defense for so long. Devin Lloyd doesn't bring that kind of power to the position. But he might be that next generation, right? When they drafted Dunta Hightower, football was at a different stage. Now we're getting spread out more. You're playing more nickel than you are base. You've got two linebackers on the field, not three. You're not as heavy in your personnel on defense because you're trying to counter the speed of offenses. Devin Lloyd gives you that great feel in coverage. He gives you that agility. He gives you that speed. And maybe he's a guy that they would pick as that next chapter, if you will, as a guy to be the centerpiece of that defense. And so beyond the Patriots, I think that there's a couple of different teams that would certainly love him in the first round, but his range definitely feels like it's mid first round to late first round, but I still think he should be a first round prospect, no question.
All right, you may have answered this already a little bit with the Trevor Penning conversation, but is there a guy that most people have in their mock drafts or analysts think that from 15 to 30 that may or on the back end of the first round could go much higher than what's expected? Is there a surprise player that could surprise us and go higher than those that expect it?
Yeah, a couple of them come to mind. I think the Trevor Penning is one of them. His range seems to be all over the place, but even like sneaky into the top 10. But it feels like he's probably going to go somewhere in the middle of the first round. The two Penn State players that a lot of people view as fringe first-round prospects, edge rusher Arnold Ebikade and then wide receiver Jahan Dotson. I think both of those players, Ebikade because of how explosive he is, how great of a speed rusher, how effective he was, 18 tackles for loss this past season. Him, I think anytime you've got that athleticism as an edge rusher, teams are going to cover you. And I think that he could go even into the late teens. We might see something like that tonight or early 20s. So that's a little bit higher than most are projecting him. Same with Jahan Dotson. If a team really needs a wide receiver, I think that that's kind of the same ceiling of range. He could go middle of the first round into the 20s as well. So those are a handful of players. I think Logan Hall, too, the defensive lineman from Houston. Look, I've seen him plenty of places. The Buccaneers at number 27, the Cincinnati Bengals at number 31. I've even seen him as high as number 22 to the Green Bay Packers. And this is a player who's not even in everybody's first round mocks, but I think that when you look at the combination of how versatile he is with the length, the body frame, the power he has in his lower body, the speed that he can bring you as a pass rusher, and yet how stout and long he can be as a run defender. Whether you're playing an even front or an odd front, I think he's casting a very wide net of all of the teams that he could potentially go for. And that kind of versatility, some teams really, really covet. So I think those are a handful of names that come to the top of my head when I think of, okay, could go a little bit earlier than what we're seeing right now.
All righty, Trevor Sikkema, everybody, from Pro Football Focus, filling us in on everything with tonight's NFL draft. I'll get you out of here with this question. First quarterback off the board, and where does he go?
Man, you left the best one for last, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is the one that everybody wants to know the answer to. I'm still going to say Malik Willis. And I think that it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers some way, somehow. I don't think it'll be at 20. I think they're going to have to trade up a little bit for him. I don't think they're going to get super desperate trading all the way up into the top 10. But I think that somewhere in the teens, middle of the first round, Steelers are going to pop up and go get him, because The only spot that I really think could go ahead of Malik Willis is if Kenny Pickett goes to the Carolina Panthers at number 6, and I just don't think that's going to happen. It's on the table, but I wouldn't be betting for it. So instead, I would still bet Malik Willis, QB1 off the board to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And just for everybody's information, because you saw his mock come up here on the television screen as well, you have Atlanta jumping back into the first round to get that quarterback in Kenny Pickett.
I do. Yeah, I think that somebody is going to jump up into the back end of the first round. It's too prime, right? The Kansas City Chiefs have two picks at 29 and 30. You figure they're probably going to move on from one of those if they get a really great deal that gets them some draft capital next year. Cincinnati Bengals at 31. I know they don't trade too much, but they might get a trade offer they can't refuse there to move back a little bit with a team jumping up. And then Detroit Lions, I think, have their phones on as well. So I think we're getting a quarterback somewhere within those last 5 picks in the first round, whether it's quarterback 2 or quarterback 3. I think we're getting a quarterback right there.
Awesome, man. You're locked in. Appreciate you jumping on and filling us in a little bit, educating us for the big night tonight. You have a blast. Enjoy your Christmas morning.
I appreciate it, guys. You enjoyed as well. Anytime.
All right, Trevor Sikkema, everybody, from Pro Football Focus. All right.
Now, I'm so ready to go.
He kind of gave you some insight to a possible draft pick here, because here we have Chris Brockman and his beloved New England Patriots with the pick is in at number 21 the 2022 Rich Eisen mock NFL draft. The New England Patriots select.
I don't even know what an audio drop is.
I really wanted Devin Lloyd.
But there's somebody, there's a value that you can't pass up right now.
Hey, don't help him out.
And here's the problem. I don't know what to do.
Don't help him out.
I don't know what to do. Here's what I want to. This is a me pick. This is what I want the team to take. They probably should take an offensive lineman. They probably should take a linebacker. But I'm not doing it.
I love it.
I'm taking Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, Penn State.
Jahan.
They have not done well with first-round draft picks at the wide receiver position.
You don't have to remind me, Ryan Leaf. I understand.
Yeah.
Not even in the second round.
No, this is what you need.
It's been terrible. Bill's been awful at wide receiver picks.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I like this kid. We had James Franklin on earlier this week, talked glowingly about this kid. He is a playmaker. Mac Jones needs playmakers around him. Let's go.
You're exactly right, though, in that. You are exactly right. You need playmakers to make Mac Jones to continue to get better. I think Devin Lloyd should go higher than that. So I think you're in a really good spot right there. Jahan Dotson out of Penn State taking 21st by the New England Patriots. All right, let's jump to the number 22 pick.
Green Bay Packer team owner.
Yes.
Green Bay Packer team owner, Michael Del Tufo.
You got to make Aaron happy, Mike.
I'm going to make him happy.
In a swap from Las Vegas. Mike just got off the phone with Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
We were talking.
The 22nd pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select
Georgia linebacker Quay Walker.
Nice.
Is it? Okay.
He needs. Ooh. He doesn't really. What does
reach?
He need?
Ryan's saying reach.
He doesn't need running back.
I mean, the Packers need a wide receiver, Mike.
They need a wide receiver, but I could wait. I got another pick coming up.
All right. There we go. Quay Walker. Yeah. I like him. Linebacker out of Georgia. I do not think if Packers fans were allowed to be in here right now, I think they Michael Del Tufo would be booed.
Pretty much like all the...
Yes. All right. At number 23, the Arizona Cardinals select Charles Cross, offensive tackle, Mississippi State.
Killed me, man.
That's good value.
That's a great value. He's considered maybe a top 10 pick. He fell all the way to 23. That's going to make Kyler Murray a little bit happier, have a guy to protect him, give him more time back there to throw the football around. Charles Cross out of Mississippi State taken at number 23. Oh! The pick is in already. How is that possible if you were going to take Charles Cross? So here we go.
That's the thing. I need my 15 minutes.
Well, you got 5 seconds. Here we go. At number 24, the Dallas Cowboys.
Get your damn act together.
Select.
Jerry's already telling you. He just.
Who made this pick? TJ Jefferson or Jerry?
I don't have the patience to jack.
It was a collective
or Steven.
Agreement. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Steven took Taco.
Cowboys Nation. Stand up.
Oh, gosh.
For your five-time Super Bowl champions.
Oh, after a sorry season.
With the number 24 pick in the 2022 National Football League draft, my Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Linderbaum, offensive lineman out of Iowa.
I fell asleep you reading that name.
That's all right. Our line, you got to build that line up, man. And that's where we make our money in Dallas. And let's get that line back up to where it was.
At the end of the season.
You know what? It's not, and it never is sexy picks.
Not sexy.
You know what wasn't sexy to Ryan when we picked Tyron Smith and when we picked Zach Martin?
No, I'm totally agreement with you.
Not sexy, but.
People are not going to, I picked Devontae Wyatt, a defensive tackle for Georgia for the Chargers. I know they want a wide receiver or maybe a flashy corner. Sometimes it's substance, right? It's not flavor. And this is what Dallas needs at this moment. They need to build that offensive line, and they can do it right in the middle to protect Dak Prescott in that running game. All right.
Yeah, he's a big, mean guy, man.
When we come back, we'll do our next four draft picks. When we come back, we're going to do our next four draft picks. Buffalo, I will take. Tennessee to TJ. Tampa to Mike. And Green Bay to Chris Brockman.
Let's go.
But.
Unless the shareholder wants all the Packer over there.
No, Mike, you screwed up the first Packer pick. I'm going to fix it.
You're going to fix it for him.
Ryan Liff jacked me is all I know.
Nothing against Quay Walker.
Of course not.
This is all about you, Del Tufo, and how disappointing we are. In you right now. Okay. But you know what's not disappointing? The new Rogue irons from Callaway. Callaway didn't just create their longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. Okay? Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings, each model using artificial intelligence. That scares me a little bit. But, I mean, it's probably meaningful. It's science. On high-strength 450 steel, the only irons ever to do so. Their most popular iron of the bunch is Rogue ST Max. It's designed for the widest range of players because of its refined game improvement, shaping, an incredible combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. But for you low to mid-single-digit handicappers, Rogue ST Pro will give you that hollow body construction in a sleek, compact player shape. Callaway's best game improvement model is the Max OS, which gives mid to high handicappers total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, and enhanced offset. There's also the Max OS Lite, their most forgiving high launch iron. It comes with wider soles and increased lofts in a lightweight package for players with slower swing speeds. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. We'll be right back with the mock.
Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. I knew I loved Paul Rudd, and that just reinforced it. I did not know he was a Steelers fan. And that, what you just did with him, Chris Brockman, on the TV, if you're watching on the TV version of Pitcock, I could have done the same thing. All those numbers you read off, I knew those players. That's right in my wheelhouse right there, the late 70s. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mike Webster, Lynn Swan, 82 John Stallworth, 32 Franco Harris. That was right in my wheelhouse for sure. All right. Speaking of Peacock, Peacock is the exclusive streaming home of Yellowstone. Yellowstone's filmed in Montana, guys. I don't know if you know that. Yeah.
We're almost done season two.
Are you?
Great show.
It's a great show. Gratuitous violence coming. Pretty good for you.
Yeah.
Head to the ranch and stream all four seasons of the record-breaking hit series. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up now. Love Yellowstone. Kevin Costner. Little known fact.
Great show, fun.
My partner Anna used to work for Kevin Costner, executive assistant, worked for his management company, and so she knew him really well. It kind of helped pick a lot of his projects back in the day. So
nice. That's fun.
Really great guy, I've been told. You know, love all the movies there. Probably best sports movies ever made.
Best sports movies, and then his transition kind of to westerns, like Yellowstone's. Great show.
Well, I mean, you go back to Dances with Wolves, written one of the originals.
Won two Oscars for that, Mike.
Tin Cup.
Yes.
I say it's near the top. Field of Dreams. Yeah. For Love of the Game. Yep. Bull Durham. But Tin Cup's my favorite. I just, I think that's hilarious. I think it's a great, great, great film.
Pick them and you will win.
build it. And they will come.
I'm just doing.
All right. Back to the NFL draft. The pick is in for the Buffalo Bills at number 25. In the 2022 Rich Eisen mock NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select Breece Hall, running back, Iowa State.
A running back in the first round?
I'm not a fan. But when your team is so darn good, then your spots. Pick your spots then. And that addition to go with Zach Moss as well as Singletary. Is Singletary still there or did he move on? That's what I thought. You have those three. Dawson Knox, the wide receiver, Josh Allen. This is where I say, I didn't like what Pittsburgh did a year ago because guess what?
Right.
They need more help than running back last year.
They needed offensive line help.
They needed offensive line help, right? That's not the case in Buffalo. This could be a contributing factor of them getting over the top of, let's say, the Kansas City Chiefs and getting to the Super Bowl this year. So Breece Hall at 25 out of Iowa State. We move on to the 26th pick in this year's NFL draft. The pick is in for the Tennessee Titans. TJ Jefferson, who do they select?
Kind of stuck here. You know what, though? I'm going to shake up the world.
Shake up the world.
I'm going to shake up the world. And by the way, if you're not down with American Flyers, Kevin Costner, then, what are you doing really right now? All right. With the pick, I had it and I lost it. I'm going to go with Malik Willis, quarterback.
Whoa.
To the Titans?
There's been talk about them and whether, with what Ryan Tannehill did and costing his team that game against this. I mean, he played as good as he could all year long when they didn't have Derrick Henry. But in that game, those three costly turnovers cost them a chance to host the AFC Championship game. Really did. And there's been conversation during the offseason. Clearly, TJ Jefferson has been listening. Malik Willis.
It pays attention.
Here to the grindstone.
Yep. Malik Willis.
Wow.
Quarterback, Liberty, to the Tennessee Titans.
Liberty. Hey, I have sources too, guys, okay?
I know. I know you do.
I mean, questionable.
Especially sources that love the American Flyer, Phil.
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Coach Vrabel.
All right. At 27, Michael Del Tufo steps back into the spotlight.
Shout out, Del.
And he has the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers picking at number 27. Who do they select?
No one got him. Houston defensive tackle Logan Hall.
Where's Logan Hall out of?
Houston,
right?
Yeah.
Logan Hall, defensive tackle.
I mean, Brady's got everybody almost.
So
I mean, he's poised to like.
Do you feel that Ndamukong Suh is just he's gotten too old?
Ndamukong Suh's out, Mike. Huh?
Well, he's out.
He's not technically signed, right?
Is out too.
Yeah, Sue's not technically signed.
Yeah. So they, you know, it's always good to have a couple. You want an up and coming.
You put Hall there with Vita Vea and Sue, like, you know, get after the quarterback.
All right, Tom Brady.
They're pretty good on offense.
Tom Brady just tweeted and said,
"GD Mike,
looking for that Miami trade after that pick."
Hey, I'm using somebody's mock draft. That's like very,
very.
You know,
hey,
a couple guys that they're, you know, I'm going off them.
Good for you. Are you the one? Are you the one that sits at the craps table or the blackjack table, looking at the book and like going, "Okay,
no,
stand,
I don't need the
hit,
book.
Stand
no,
hit.
No, 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 no. No? They give you that little card.
Yeah, I'm not like the people that Brocken was talking about.
Basic strategy card.
Are you the guy? Are you the guy on the sideline holding the algorithm for the 2-point conversions, or just you know?
I have a gigantic book with me when I'm coaching.
All right, moving on to pick number 28.
I'm excited about this pick.
The Green Bay Packers. With their second pick in the last 10.
It's going to be a wide receiver, I bet.
Select.
Ryan, what is this draft really deep and talented in? What position?
The wide receiver position.
What does Green Bay really need to select right here?
A wide receiver.
With the 28th pick, the Green Bay Packers select wide receiver Western Michigan, Sky Moore.
Wow. This is an interesting one. His name hasn't been really brought up too much in the first round. I thought you might have gone Christian Watson there, but instead they go Sky Moore, wide receiver, Western Michigan. Last Western Michigan wide receiver that came out, you guys recall?
I don't recall.
First round draft pick, and now with the Jets. He was with Tennessee as he was drafted. Now
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm blanking on it at the moment.
Help me out here, TJ. I'm blanking on the name too. I
thought, okay. He's with the Jets now.
Yeah, he was a top draft pick for the Tennessee Titans. It was with AJ Brown, a big physical wide receiver. Got what was a free agent?
Yeah, Corey Davis.
Corey Davis. Yeah.
Yep. And that's the last Western Michigan.
By the way, good player, Corey Davis. Good player, Sky Moore. Going to break tackles.
All right. We are down to our final four picks for this year's NFL draft. My question is to you guys. Do we wait to the final segment, or do we finish it now and then in the final segment reveal the whole thing and kind of talk about what hits, what misses, things like that. I like that aspect of things.
Yeah, that works.
You want to, I would say we could take a break now and have a nice long final segment and make our picks and then review and do it all at once.
I like that. You're a producer. You do things much better than I do.
Let's go to break now.
All right. When we come back, you'll get your final four picks of the mock NFL draft here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Ryan Lee, filling in for Rich. Get ready for the big night.
Woo.
We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Ryan Lee, filling in for Rich, who's in Las Vegas, about to kick off the wall-to-wall coverage of tonight's first round on NFL Network. Kickoff is at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. With me, as always, TJ Jefferson.
What up?
Knocking it out of the park today.
Thank you. Who, me in particular? Or
yeah.
Just, oh.
Yeah, Mike Del Tufo.
He's just being nice.
He's being pretty good. Chris Brockman, as usual, on the hot corner. Just snagging everything left and right. Before we get into these final four picks of the NFL Rich Eisen mock draft, a little news, little breaking news. Like, and quarterbacks are big news in the NFL, right? Two quarterbacks with fifth year option influence. Kyler Murray is his fifth year option is picked up by the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
You said $30 million. Will be in your
$30 million in his fifth year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. Very nice.
That's nice for Kyle Murray.
Nice for Kyle Murray. That will maybe give him a little, you know. Now he's got to prove it, right? He's gonna make 30.
This is year four for him. They got to win a playoff game this year. I think it's pretty plain and simple. They made it last year and got embarrassed at SoFi, and that's not enough. They got to win playoff games.
Especially a team that was the last undefeated team in the league, right?
Yeah, which was a big surprise to everyone. Yep. You know, he was an early MVP candidate, and then he got banged up again, just like he had the previous years. And then, like I said, got blown out by the eventual champ. So it's put up or shut up time for Arizona.
Speaking of put up or shut up, right? New York Giants today announced they will not be picking up the fifth-year option for Daniel Jones. This is not huge news, right?
I think that was kind of expected.
Yeah, I think it was kind of expected. But, you know, people may have felt a little differently with Mara coming out and speaking so highly of him, they haven't done enough for him. Maybe this would be an investment in him saying, hey, we're going to do more for you. We're going to invest in you for two more years. But no, this is essentially a prove it year for Daniel Jones. And I think he would agree, right? If he goes out in Brian Daboll's offense, executes, and this Giants team improves greatly, especially at the quarterback position, I wouldn't be surprised if he were to get that extension. We'll see. It is a definite prove it year, but most likely, Mitchell Trubisky style, you know, the fifth-year option isn't picked up. You're most likely a bit of a lame duck in that season. We'll see how it goes. Does that throw into the mix with the Giants if they become quarterback envious, maybe early in the second round?
Oh, baby.
Who knows? We'll see how that goes.
Or at number 5, let's just go. Let's blow up this whole draft tonight. Let's blow up the whole draft. Take Kenny Pickett at 5, and let's dance. TJ will owe me $20. That'll be awesome. Let's go.
Yep. Let's do it. I'm in. Pick is in.
Oh, yeah.
Pick is in.
All right, we got four left.
We have Kansas City with the next two picks.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals at 31 and the Detroit Lions with the trade for Matthew Stafford at 32 for their second pick of the first round. All right. At 29. On the trade with San Francisco to Miami to ultimately Kansas City for the Tyreek Hill trade, the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2022 NFL draft select Christian Watson, wide receiver, North Dakota State. Dynamic wide receiver. My only worry is he's played in a dome. You just assume, having played at North Dakota State, the guy is going to be good in cold weather games. He's a big, physical wide receiver, fast. Exactly what Kansas City needs to come in, maybe change a little bit in what they do offensively, right? The more of a bigger possession type of receiving team. Maybe Josh Gordon even gets a little bit of a better look this year. Christian Watson, Travis Kelce, we'll see, along with Juju Smith-Schuster. So that's what I have at 29. At 30, the Kansas City Chiefs once again get another pick.
All right, TJ.
They select at number 30, TJ Jefferson.
Let's see here.
They don't select T.J. Jefferson. T.J. Jefferson's going to select for them. Yes.
I mean, that would be great. Congratulations if you get picked. That would be unbelievable. Where are we at?
All right, with the number 30 pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select out of Penn State Arnold Ebikadi.
Ooh. Was that a little bit of help from our friend Trevor Sikkema a little bit earlier? Or did you feel strong about this?
Well, no, I like the Penn State guy. I wanted to get him in there, and you selected the wide receiver, so I just figured, you know, they have Vontaze Scantling, they have Juju. I figured wide receiver would be okay with your pick. Now let's move on to the defensive side and pick up Arnold at the edge.
I like a defensive end, Penn State. I would have looked maybe safety there, maybe Daxton Hill, just because. Tyrone Matthews not going to be there, and he was such a difference maker. That back end really got gutted against Buffalo.
True.
You know, and so, but anytime you can get pressure on the quarterback, I'm never going to fault you for that.
Hey, Ryan, you know what they say, right? Pressure builds diamonds and it also busts pipes. So I don't know how that's applicable here.
Well, I think, you know, it builds. So to your point, it builds championship rings, diamonds. Yeah. And it busts pipes. It breaks quarterback's legs, right? So I get it.
I don't want the legs broken.
No, but I mean, you know, mindset.
Maybe the spirit broken
mindset.
A little bit.
Break their spirit. I like that. That's even better. All right. Pick is in at number 31.
I had two choices here.
Oh.
Well, you only can pick
gone
one.
Two ways.
Okay. So we all know everybody in the entire world, Mike Del Tufo, know what position's being picked here. Who are you selecting?
Do the right thing.
The whole world doesn't know.
Yes, they do.
Mike, do the right thing.
Yes, they do.
Do it.
They didn't re-sign their tight end yet, so they could use a tight end. But I'm picking David Ajabo, linebacker, from Michigan.
Okay.
And you guys, might be like against...
He's hurt. First of all,
I read that he's got a great upside, but guess what?
Is Cincinnati winning the Super Bowl last year if they had the position you should have drafted?
You don't know. I mean,
I do.
I'm pretty sure.
By the way, I didn't see the final drive when I was at the game.
All right, so they needed a line.
But hey, man, you're the GM. Who am I to question?
Yeah, exactly.
David Ojabo.
Who got hurt in his pro day, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was terrible, man. It's awful to see that.
He was definitely going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah. You think? He was going to be.
He was, yeah.
He was today.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to go for my alternate pick?
No, too late. You blew it.
Oh, you know what?
You don't get a second chance.
You know
chance.
How everybody gets a draft grade the day afterwards?
I got an F.
You get an F. Bengals, F.
All right, final draft pick. Is Mr. in for the 2022 Rich Eisen mock NFL draft, the Detroit Lions with a swap pick from the Los Angeles Rams for Matthew Stafford. Select.
I really wanted Malik Willis in this spot at 32.
Yep.
TJ grabbed him for Tennessee at 26. Still going to take that position. We're going to put Jared Goff on notice.
Uh-oh.
Cincinnati quarterback Spencer Ritter.
Ooh. Desmond, sorry.
Why do I keep calling him Spencer?
Rattler.
Desmond Ritter.
Probably thinking of Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Rattler Ritter, you're right.
Yep.
Sorry, I'll start over.
Wait a minute. Do we allow that though? Because he turned in the wrong name.
30, yeah. 30. So, well, I didn't officially write anything down.
The pick.
I am the commissioner, and I will allow it.
Okay.
All right.
Desmond Ritter, quarterback, Cincinnati.
This is huge because once you're able to do this, you get a guy for a very low number. The last pick in terms of pay, because the salary cap is set, but you also get the 5 years.
Year.
This is the Lamar Jackson move that Baltimore made. Yeah,
this is a hot draft position.
This is the Teddy Bridgewater move that the Minnesota Vikings made back in the day. So
I think all of these slots, 30, 31, 32, those are going to be prime trade-up spots.
They
for
are,
guys
especially with Kansas City with two right there back-to-back.
Exactly.
What do they want to do?
And we know Cincinnati's not taking a quarterback, so it's a prime spot for these teams to move up.
Okay, so just from an abstract view of this, I would say that my picks got an A. TJ Jefferson, I'm giving you a B+.
What?
Yeah, I do not like the Malik Willis pick to Tennessee. Oh, and I don't think a lot of people else would like that one either. Not that I don't think he's a great player.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I think it's a bad spot. Right? Yeah. Now you're putting Ryan Tannehill in a difficult position. You're about coming off a number one overall seed. Derrick Henry's back. I think you're just throwing dynamite into
you're putting me in a bad, difficult position by giving me a B plus, yes. Man.
Michael Del Tufo. Also, you made a mistake. And that's a big part of this, right?
Well, what it was is I had my pick was written down, and I just, you guys rushed me.
I was supposed to be a Hall of Famer, and then I wasn't. I get where you're coming from.
I didn't pull a Del Tufo and fully say the wrong name. I just started the name.
Chunk out the pie.
All right, Michael Del Tufo. Not as bad as at first that I would have thought. You come in at a C.
C?
Yeah, you come in at a C.
Can you dig it?
No, I can't.
And I'm going to go over to Chris Brockman, who I believe ultimately let his fan bias come into play by taking a wide receiver when I do think they needed Devin Lloyd, who slips out of the first round now in the mock draft. I give you a B plus.
Devin Lloyd got taken, which is why I didn't take him.
Where?
Devin Lloyd went 18 to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm now being dropped to an A minus because of that as a host.
Need an offensive lineman.
I thought you guys were busting my chop. Oh, see,
An offensive lineman.
Terrible.
The Bengals need linemen.
All right, even though B plus is whack, I'm still the highest out of us.
Right? I'm still riding this soapbox that Penei Sewell should have been the draft pick to Cincinnati last year. If he was,
they win that game.
I think they win the Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah, but they don't make it.
I still think they do. And even though Jamar Chase is
there. They don't make it.
I don't know.
They don't make it.
I'm sorry. Dr. Leaf.
They don't make it. Come on, I don't know. Man.
Come on,
I don't
Doc.
Know. Did you watch Jamar Chase last year?
I did. That's why I'm really hesitant to do it. But I still think that are you offensive lineman over wide receivers.
How hesitant are you to move my B plus up to an A?
Or you can just move mine down to an F because I was wrong. Wrong with that one. Jamar Chase ended up being the right pick.
Thank you.
Though you did need somebody to double team Aaron Donald in that final play.
True. I should have taken Charles Cross at 21, but it's right. I want passing to wide receiver.
You couldn't.
No.
He went 23.
Yeah.
Oh, I went 23. Okay, never mind. All right.
Even though most haven't.
This has been fun.
This was great.
This has been really fun.
I got to be honest, I didn't think this was going to be good.
No, I thought I would mess up.
I was a little nervous.
This was really fun.
I was a little nervous about having to do it, but I've become a professional host apparently.
That's what you do, bro.
My first pick name. That's all that matters.
This is what I do. I was told by somebody on Twitter yesterday I was not destined to play quarterback in the NFL. I was destined to host my own 3-hour talk show. So, who knows? Who knows?
Everyone's
guess what?
You got to, different.
Guess what, Ryan? You got to do both.
Little known fact. I would take some of my fellow prisoners while I was in prison. We just go out into the mess hall, and I would host a show in front of them. This is how I practice.
For real?
No, I'm just messing. Oh.
You would. I would have rolled with it.
All right, and George is in line getting his 3 pancakes.
George, I see you're gonna have you're gonna trade your pancakes this morning for the hard boiled eggs. Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't
that
know
one.
If I would do that.
I wouldn't show up for many breakfasts, but when they were pancakes or French toast mornings, I would get up at 6 to go get those
Brad
breakfasts.
Brad has 3 cigarettes and he's trading those for a roll of toilet paper.
Oh God, I wish cigarettes were allowed in there. I would have traded the hell out of that. You know what was a huge commodity was. Coffee. You could get 2 bags a week, and I would sell that thing for... Because I don't drink coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looks like Arnold's about to get his commissary took.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy the draft, everyone.
That's not funny. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Everybody, enjoy the draft. This is a gratitude. A gratitude send-off to enjoy the draft because of the things we just talked about. What we got to do today as 45 and older men on this show. TJ, you're younger, of course. Too much fun. We're old children getting to talk football, all right? Everybody have a wonderful night. Enjoy the draft. Listen to Rich and Kurt and everybody at NFL Network. We'll see you tomorrow.